The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Break it down. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is blitzed, at Degenerates 975, at Brian Gain is dead. You can also text the show, 713.
Is that a website already?
It probably is. 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. You missed the first hour. We were just cruising along, welcoming Mr. Hoffman back, and then the Texans fired their GM.
Man. I mean, the more you see floating around about the Rick Smith thing, and you go back to this story from USA Today, January 1st, 2018. He said, first of all, I want to start off by saying this is not a referendum on my tenure because my tenure is not over. This is a comma, not a period. I'll be honest, and I don't. This is going to sound really cruel when I say it. Whatever happened with Rick Smith that pulled him away, I know. Whatever, it was the best thing that could have happened to the Texans because they needed to get away from Rick Smith. They needed that break. It was, I mean, and obviously, you know, it was easy to say that his wife was sick and he needed to spend time with her, and I'm thankful that he got that time to spend with her before she passed. But for the Texans, if I'm them, I would have looked at that as the perfect storm of saying, okay, you know what, this is the most humane way for us to have this break.
Yeah.
And just leave it at that. Because the Rick Smith experiment had run its course. And it's not always, you know, are you good enough, or are you good at your job? Sometimes it's just you've been here a long time. It's not getting any better. You are maxed out on your potential here. I'm not saying that you couldn't do better somewhere else, but sometimes
you notice he's looking right at me while he's saying this, like he's referring to me in this thing.
This is a comma, not a period, Fred. This isn't a referendum on your career.
No,
I mean, it was. It was a perfect spot for the Texans to just kind of move on from this. And I don't know. I just think if they were to bring it, I mean, that's it. Who does that? Who hires a guy, signs him to a 5-year deal, and then when the other guy's wife dies and he's ready to come back, just says, okay, guy, we signed to a 5-year deal. You're gone. Our old guy came back. That's a pretty bad look, too.
Yeah, that would be the only thing that would make this look even worse, if that's what you did.
I think so, too.
That's
And Manny Fresh says you could say the same thing about Maury. Yeah, you can. They need some kind of a reason for Maury to have a comma that they can just turn into a semicolon and move on.
Oh, God.
Let's talk to Deacon. Hello, Deacon.
Sports, fellas.
Sports to you, sir.
Yeah, man, I usually text, but this thing has got me already. This isn't about the text and stuff. This is about all these death threats that these sports figures are receiving online.
Okay.
I mean, you got the Warriors owner's wife, which, I mean, she asked Jay-Z if he wants a lime in his drink, and now, you know, the beehive's all over. But you've also got this minor leaguer that broke up a no-hitter with a bunt. Now he's getting death threats. And the only thing I'm trying to say is, man, if I call you on the phone and issue you a death threat, or I tell it to you face-to-face, I get arrested, and I get charged. And I don't understand what the exempt status that social media users have to give people death threats from their personal accounts with all their information on it. Like, there has got to be some kind of consequences for your behavior. And I mean, something as simple as like $500 fine and 3 days in jail, I think would knock a lot of this nonsense off. But how is it that you can go online and just issue documented death threats to people and get off scot-free? I don't get it, man. So I just wanted to get you guys' take on it, see what y'all think.
Yeah, that is weird. I
think it's a really good topic. I think it's a really good topic, but I think we'll have to come back to it because this is a little more pressing right now.
Yeah.
Let's try Lamont. What's up, Lamont?
Hey, man. I just heard the news. I heard the news, and you know, I'm just happy with Rick Smith, you know, finally giving me some grammar lessons. I love the whole comma and not a period. But let me get to my real point, man. I think that that Brian Gaines was just horrible, man. I mean, I think that he was horrible, and everybody was trying to play him up and all of this crap. I'm glad he's gone. I want to go back to sucking like it was at first. You know, almost like America, man. And that's all I have.
All right. Well, maybe the Texans are trying to make the Texans great again. Maybe they should make hats or Letterman jackets.
I like that idea.
Make Texans great again.
Yeah, I don't know what Brian Gain was.
I don't either. I don't think you can tell what kind of a tenure a GM has after a year and a half. I don't think there's any way.
I mean, he seemed to have a pretty good draft last year, unless that was O'Brien.
Who knows?
We don't know about this year's draft, although, I mean, I like the cornerback they took in the second round. I think he's going to be a player for him. Like his predecessors, he obviously had a love for tight ends.
Yeah.
And former tight ends.
Yeah, he does. Oh.
So,
Positionally.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the position. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen there.
Doggy stuff.
But I really just need to know more about this. And I've reached out to a couple people who would know. So hopefully I'll hear back by the end of the show so I can give some insight into this.
I've actually also reached out to all my connections. I wouldn't expect anyone to text back because I didn't actually text anyone. I don't know anybody over there. They don't care about me.
Oh, they don't care about me either. They think we're too hard on them. So I have a lot fewer friends over there than I used to have.
I have nobody in that organization who will talk to me like I'm, you know, like a regular human. Even at Texas, where they seemed to hate me and wanted me to get fired all the time, I at least had a couple guys that would like kind of shoot me straight and tell me what was really going on.
You still do, because we've had some stories from out of there.
Yeah. But here it's different. They're just, everybody's like, no, you're a bad guy. You're a bad guy. That's it. You're just a bad guy.
Maybe it's your fault because
it could be.
I used to have a lot of good connections with all these organizations, especially the Texans.
Well, I've ruined that.
But the reality is, I just want to know what the hell's going on so that maybe I can tell them they don't look stupid. I'd like to be able to say that. I think that's a positive. But
I don't think they're going to let you do that.
No, probably not, because I hate when something like this happens and I can't find out the details. It pisses me off.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
All right, guys. ProDunkHoops.com. ProDunkHoops.com. If you want a regular crappy basketball goal, don't go to ProDunkHoops.com. You can go to regular crappy basketball goal.com, and they've got a ton that you're going to love. But if you want the best basketball goal, ProDunkHoops.com. Manufactured exclusively by Hoop Sporting Equipment. They're the best goal you're going to find. Thickest steel, tempered glass backboard that they're going to replace if it breaks or cracks for any reason. They'll replace it for free. $0 to you. And they've got a design that's going to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. Their newest goal, the Bear, is fully portable. So if you got a picky HOA, cool. Throw that thing down, roll it into the backyard. No one can see it. You want to play again? Break it right back out. They've got a design to fit you. They're all adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with a turn of a handle. So any age can play. Get your kids out and about this summer. Get them hooping it up with Pro Dunk Hoops. They've got all the accessories, LED lighting, court marking stencil, custom pole pad lettering. Get your hoops gold today. You can see it all at produnkhoops.com. And when you go to that website, what you're going to find is this is the only place to get a goal. It's the only place worth shopping at if you're looking for a new hoop. That's produnkhoops.com.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Why is Cowboy fan saying at least the Texans get rid of their GMs? The Cowboys are still trying to get rid of Jerry. Hasn't his kid been making most of the decisions, and they've actually drafted really well?
I think so, too.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be complaining too much. I mean, Jerry talks a lot still because that's what he does, but you don't think that Van Der Esch pick worked out?
Yeah, he seems all right.
Yeah. I think they're doing fine.
He fired a guy. He drafted a guy that plays the same position as Sean Lee. He's the best player on our team. What? Oh. It worked.
Yeah. Sean Lee's broken.
Yeah. Good call.
Yeah. Well, there's two things that if they happen, I'm out on this franchise. All right.
Okay. Discuss.
One, they bring back Rick Smith. I'm out.
You're out?
I'm out.
Permanently out?
Out.
Ooh.
Done.
Ooh. Okay.
Here's the other one. They make O'Brien the GM.
Oh, that.
And you could see that, couldn't you?
I'll be honest. To me, those are the two most likely scenarios.
I know.
You're not out. You're not out.
No, I'm out.
You can't be out.
I have to be out.
You can't be out. You can't.
But listen, I'm an old, okay? I want to see a Super Bowl before I die. Seen everything else.
I mean, you being out isn't going to keep them from winning a Super Bowl. What are you going to do? Start cheering for the Patriots?
No, I'm not going to cheer for anybody. I don't.
Then how are you going to ever see a Super Bowl?
I'm not going to. It's just
you're just going to give up hope on it?
Yes, I can't.
Then you might as well just be a Bills fan. That's what I've done.
I know. I'm not going to keep hope alive. I'm done. I think those would be incredibly dumb moves because I don't understand why you would give O'Brien that kind of power when he hasn't proven that he's earned it.
No,
He's blustery enough to get it. That's it. I guess that's kind of how you got your job. But at least you had some success. There's that. You had some titles. He doesn't have that. I'm worried that that's going to happen, man. That would be awful. What would be worse? O'Brien becoming GM or Adam Gase getting GM duties for the Jets? After getting fired as a coach in Miami.
Boy, I mean, that'd be about the equivalent, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Oof. So, and somebody says, did these Stooges think they were going to pull off a Friday news dump just a clown move? That's the other thing. Guys, we're in a 24-hour news cycle now.
Yeah, it's hard to get away with.
We've got a story on Sports Map. You can't hide from this. Nice try. If you really want to do it, you got to do it at midnight on Saturday and hope nobody does anything.
I wouldn't care at midnight on Saturday.
Well, I'd be drunk, so yeah. If not, you know, somebody would have to post something, but what wasn't going to be me. So all right, 713-780-ESPN. Man, there's a lot of stuff that I want to get to, that like I want to get your thoughts on the NBA finals.
Is that going on?
Yeah. Ooh,
okay.
I mean, we can always come back to this, but you know, I'd like to hear what you think so far. I mean, we talked a lot about it with Raheel yesterday because, you know, he's an NBA aficionado.
Yeah.
And I gave my 3 stars from the game, and I did not have Kawhi Leonard on my 3 stars list.
So when you do three stars, it goes from both teams?
Yeah. So I had Steph Curry, third star.
Oh, okay. I was going to guess Kyle Lowry, three, second, Steph second. Curry, two, and Danny Green, one.
Danny Green was one, yeah.
That's probably about right.
Yeah, I just think he came up so huge for them. And the other thing I talked about was the Warriors basically were Steph Curry and a bunch of garbage, and they hung in that game a long time.
Were they Steph Curry and a bunch of garbage? I mean, Draymond Green has been a monster this entire postseason and played an meh game.
Yeah, he didn't play well.
But DeMarcus Cousins.
There were just too many guys taking shots, though, that can't make them. That was the problem.
DeMarcus Cousins played like garbage. They would have liked to have gotten more from him.
But everybody else on that roster, though, was almost useless in that
they
game.
Were. I mean,
Bogut had a couple of plays, but
if you're counting on him for offense, you're in bad shape. So, I'm not going to feel sorry for the Warriors.
No.
Under any circumstances, but they've got to figure something out. And I know Klay will be back. At least they say that Klay is going to be back for game four. So
just depends on which Klay. I mean, if you get a 100% healthy Klay, I think I'd be betting everything I have on the Warriors.
Yeah.
I just don't know that I'm going to get that.
They're in a spot now where they're an underdog. It's been a while. But I think people are finally starting to doubt them to the point where I think more people now think the Warriors are done than think that they're not.
I don't.
I don't either. But
because I feel like if they get Klay back and Klay plays at a high level, then they should win. I mean, there were a lot of shots being taken the other night that Klay Thompson takes.
Yeah.
Plus, they missed his defense. And if you do that and then you get Kevin Durant back and you're tied 2-2. Feel pretty good about your chances. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's interesting to watch. I think Toronto's been really good in this series.
I mean, particularly Kawhi Leonard, although Kawhi Leonard not as focal in game three as he was in the other games, but I mean, and basically all those, this entire playoffs has
been
that.
Say that he put up 30 points.
Yeah.
But he got a lot of help in that game. And see, how about the Ruiz fight? Did you see that?
No, I did not see it. I saw the highlight of the finish, and then I noticed no mouthpiece in Anthony Joshua. I mean, that's a tough loss for Anthony Joshua to take, because that's a guy who was seemingly on the brink. And this is why boxing, you got to start making these big fights. You've got to. And I get that they did Wilder and Fury. And that was good. But you've got to take advantage of these guys while you can, because it can be so quickly taken away either by a knockout or bad judging, and then it's money taken off the table. Think about the money when Marquez knocked out Pacquiao?
Yeah.
And then Timothy Bradley beat Pacquiao. Like, all this time they were trying to build up this Pacquiao-Mayweather fight, and a one-punch knockout, Marquez crushed Pacquiao.
And a horrible decision.
And a horrible decision for Timothy Bradley. And now all of a sudden the fight did fine. But had they done that fight sooner before that, the fight's bigger. And they wait too long and they, you know, take all these warm-up fights. And I hate to see that Golovkin's fighting some scrub this weekend. I mean, I hope that, I mean, God, knock on wood, that nothing bad happens. He's got it bad enough with the judges who knows, but
and, you know, he's not a young man anymore.
He's not a spring chicken, but these guys, every time you get in there, you take a chance. You really do.
Yeah. And I think it was funny. Everybody was talking about, oh, this fat guy. Really, he's a pretty good fighter.
Yeah. He's not. I mean, he doesn't look like much.
No,
but he's good.
Yeah. And I mean, I thought it was, it certainly caught me by surprise, but I don't know if it was bigger than Buster Douglas, Mike Tyson.
No.
Everybody's saying. I don't think it's in that kind of a room. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And we come back, we'll get the Deacon's question, because I think it's a valid one. It's just he kind of did it in the middle of when we were talking Texans. So we'll come back to that.
All right. I got to tell you about Triangle Energy again and how they're giving away free electricity for a year. What? Yeah, that's right. Especially if you're paying attention to the Dynamo. That's the best way to get it. You sign up for any Power to Win electricity plan, they're going to give you two Dynamo game tickets, two T-shirts. So you can go out to the game, have a good time. And when you're out at that game, you'll be automatically enrolled to win free electricity for a year. If they win that game or they win any home game, Triangle Energy is going to draw a lucky fan or customer, and that guy or gal gets free electricity for a year. You know what I could do with free electricity for a year? I would run the AC at like 60 all year round. My wife would probably leave me, but I wouldn't care because it would my house would be an igloo because I had free electricity for a year. You can enter to win simply by texting the word power to 77177. That gives you a chance to win that free electricity for a year. Or visit TriEagleEnergy.com to learn more. While you're at TriEagleEnergy.com, if you sign up for a plan and use promo code ESPN, you'll get an additional discount. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT license number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Patrick Starr, who's Pat D. Stat on Twitter, says Scott Pioli, who recently left the Falcons, is one to watch. B&OB are close. Patrick's pretty tight end, so we'll see. I just don't know. I don't trust the Texans to go out and get somebody.
I don't either.
But yeah, I got to get back to Deacon's call, and he was talking about why is there, no repercussions for these people who are going after, and it started with the Warriors owner's wife who was asking Beyonce and Jay-Z what drinks they wanted, and apparently that turned into. It looked like she was trying to talk to Jay-Z or something, and it made...
Like she thought... They thought that she was trying to hook up with Jay-Z?
Something like that.
She's offering him a drink.
I wish
she'd offer me a drink.
Because Beyonce had, kind of a weird look on her face. So that's what we read into it, right? And so all of her fans...
I'm not saying anything bad about Beyonce. I'm not getting on that side.
Well, no, nobody said anything bad about Beyonce. They're all...
I'm not looking for trouble.
But all of her fans went after this woman... And, he was talking about there's athletes getting, 534. That's pretty good.
Well, I'm back.
Yeah, yeah. Now you're officially back. You weren't back until you...
Now I'm back.
But, I think... And it's funny, I've gotten death threats on the text line. And I don't take it seriously.
I probably have, too. I just don't check the text line.
Well, since we've gone to sort of Barry has blocked a bunch of people. You show me how to do it, and I'm just kind of like, I'm just going to keep my do not read list.
I don't know if we should let the most sensitive people at the station control the block list.
Yeah. It's okay. The only thing that, I hate it when people get on there and bash the other hosts and the other shows on this station.
I only hate it when they bash me.
Well,
or
but
sometimes it's funny when they do you.
Well, yeah, but that, you like that when they bash me. But no, I just... I just won't read them. If you're going to go after something, this show sucks and this guy sucks. And it's like, no, those are people I work with. Those are people I respect. And they do a great job. I'm not going to sit here and trash them. Hey, what do you think about UFC tomorrow?
I think it's a decent card. It's not exactly star-studded. It's got a women's title fight that I can't picture in a million years the favorite losing. And it's got a men's flyweight title fight with a guy in Henry Cejudo who's probably my least favorite fighter on the roster. So, I mean, I'll watch. I'll watch just for Cerrone versus Tony Ferguson. But I'm not super ultra jacked about it, if I'm being totally honest.
Okay, that's fair. Been waiting all week to find out what you thought of the UFC card. So that was
there. You go.
That felt pretty.
I'm
flat.
Not super jacked about it. How about that?
Oh, 713-780-ESPN is your number. So, I did want to do Astros for just a minute here because Dallas Keuchel signed with the Braves. $13 million.
Yep.
It's kind of prorated from 20, so I guess he thinks that's a good deal. I believe that for the playoffs, the Astros are going to need another starting pitcher, and I think they should try to do better than Dallas Keuchel.
Okay.
Whether it's Madison Bumgarner or someone like that who's going to be a rental, I'm okay with that. But I really feel like if you have Verlander, Cole, fill in the blank, and then Miley is your fourth guy that you throw out there if you've got a lead, or you throw out there and maybe you go Verlander on short rest if you're behind, I'm okay with that. I don't really feel good about Miley being the third guy and then Peacock being the fourth one. Just not crazy about that in the playoffs. It's fine for the regular season. They're good enough to just crush everybody in the regular season. But in a short series?
When you say Bumgarner, I don't know if Bumgarner's better than Dallas Keuchel.
I think he's not pitching as well as you'd like, but I'd still rather have him in the playoffs, I think.
I mean, he's got 13 wins combined in the last three seasons. He doesn't pitch. He's hurt almost all the time. So I don't know if that's the move you want to...
I just need him for October.
Well, he's good then.
I'm serious. You don't need him in the regular season.
That's fair. If you can get that, just say, listen, Mad. I like to call him Mad, or maybe Maddie. I'd say just shut it down until we get to the playoffs, and then we're going to put you in our rotation, and we need you to be like the old Madison Bumgarner. Eh. Maybe then.
But I mean, you know, if not him,
like, tell him to go noodle some catfish for a while. Yeah. Do whatever it is you do, and then...
Ride his dirt bike, or was it a four-wheeler?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
And then when it's go time, we'll give you a call and come throw that round ball.
Yeah, that's it. But if not him, I think there'll be some pretty good pitchers available. I want a better third starter for the playoffs. That's it. I hope they can find a place for Miles Straw on this roster moving forward.
Boy, me and my fantasy team agree with
you. Oh, really?
Yes.
Because...
I mean, He's not a great hitter, but he runs really fast.
He's hitting well right now.
But all he's got to do is hit the ball, and he's got a chance to be on. And God forbid you walk him if you're the other team. You're mm-hmm. a dummy. You might as well let him hit a triple. But it's a game changer. It's a one-category game changer, and he changes everything. If he gets on base, he can change everything in a game. And really, especially come playoff time, a guy like that – you've got an option to pinch run with him. Boy.
Well, and they used him in the first series mm-hmm. last year that way. And I
would have kept doing it.
Yeah. But plus they've got him playing a bunch of different positions.
Yep.
Playing shortstop. I think that's a guy that could be really valuable for you. And if he could steal a run, some games you're going to need that.
Yep.
You don't need it right now. It's funny that they're going out there with one hand tied behind their back and still beating people. And I know the Mariners suck, but Oakland's not awful, and they went in there and swept them. And I do think at some point you'll start getting – the good news about this is you don't have to rush these guys back. Let's make sure George Springer's completely healthy. Let's make sure
– I'm with you.
Let's make sure that the little man is completely healthy. And, oh, wow, we haven't had a chance to talk to you about the Carlos Correa thing.
I thought we did. I think we did talk about that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like my last show.
Yeah, all right. Never mind.
But yeah. He wasn't here for the video.
Oh, yeah. You weren't here for the video.
I wasn't here for the video.
Where they just keep coming out and saying stuff that makes you think, dude, this is not, you know, what you said happened didn't happen.
I don't get why. Why is Carlos Correa's, is that his wife or his girlfriend now?
Fiance, which... One of the things we talked about.
Is it not locked in yet?
It's been 2 years. It was after the World Series.
Why is she in all the videos?
It's her YouTube channel.
Yeah, she's some kind of Instagram model.
Carlos Correa should just say, listen, honey, I'm the famous one. You let me do these videos.
Well, they both did the videos together, and every time they talk, they make it worse.
Yeah.
And
I told you all along, this was a sex injury.
I think she went Tiger Woods on him.
Oh,
I think he did something to piss her off, and she pulled a 9-iron.
Oh,
whack!
No,
that's what I think.
Well, that'd be unfortunate, but it could happen.
Wouldn't be the first time a woman brought down a man. It happens all the time.
Man,
remember when Aaron used to be good at his job?
I do. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah,
but he showed there was no bruising. It's not like makeup would cover that up or anything.
Oh, please. I mean,
did you watch the video?
Kyrie Irving looked like that old man. Makeup can do anything. I mean,
he lifted up his shirt. The video goes, look, there's no bruising on my ribs or anything. So see, y'all think she attacked me.
But,
no.
But while you're doing that, you're just making it worse.
Now all you're doing is, like, I thought it was a sex injury. And now you're saying, it's not like she attacked me. The first thing that comes to my mind is,
she attacked you.
Especially when she was downstairs and claimed she heard it crack. Yeah. No, you heard it crack because that nine iron landed flush. That's what it was.
Damn, you felt it crack.
You went full Elon.
She felt it crack.
All right.
Do you think that, is there anything that Framber Valdez could do that could make you say, oh, maybe they don't need a starter? Because it looked like for one start, Corbin Martin was that answer.
Yeah.
Like, if you can get three or four good starts out of Framber, would you be like, oh, maybe we're okay?
I'm okay with Framber as a regular season rotation guy.
Okay.
He did okay for him last year. I'm fine with that. I'm just telling you, in the playoffs, if you're going to be, I know Boston's not playing that great right now, but if you're going to be Boston and the Yankees and maybe even the Twins, you better have really good pitching in your top three. And you're covered for two.
And Wade Miley's not.
I'm just saying, I'd rather have Miley be the fourth guy.
Yeah.
I'd rather have somebody a little more proven. I mean, he was good last year in one start in the playoffs. But that's all. And I think those guys are going to be available, whether it's Max Scherzer or somebody like that you rent. And you're not going to be able to sign them long term. But that's okay. I'll take a guy for half a season. Worked out with Verlander, didn't it?
Yeah. I mean, Max Scherzer, though, I think that might be a different conversation. That guy's like locked in until 2022 or 23 at like 30 per year. That's not a rental.
They may not pay that. There's no, but I don't know. They've shown they'll spend money.
Yeah.
But there's going to be guys available, whether Marcus Stroman's another one.
I mean, honestly, Max Scherzer at 7 years, $210, $220 million is a pretty great bargain if you ask me. But are the Astros willing to take on something like that? I kind of doubt it.
Would Marcus Stroman work for you?
It depends on which Marcus Stroman shows up. That's another guy who there's times when I'm like, man, Marcus Stroman's really good. And then there's times when I'm like, yeah.
He's been solid this year. I don't know that I love him more than Miley. I don't know that he's that much better.
And I know the Yankees have been looking at him. I know the Brewers have been wanting to get at him. And I think it's all going to boil down to, will the Astros do what they haven't been willing to do in the past and come off some of these prospects?
Well, they sure seem to have enough of them.
They've got so many. I mean, they're all playing right now. So, well, almost all of them, except for the two biggest ones, or the three biggest ones, Tucker, Alvarez, and Whitley, still in the minor league. Every other prospect, y'all come on up. We're saving these three, which I'm fine with. Don't knock any shine off those guys.
Well, Tucker is finally starting to hit now, which is good.
Yeah, let him rake at AAA and then trade him for someone you know can hit at the major league level or you know can pitch at the major league level.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Head out to the second annual Mike Rozier Heisman Players Weekend, June 20th through 23rd, all benefiting the Mike Rozier Cancer Foundation. A weekend full of former Heisman winners and fun events, including 36 holes of championship golf at Black Horse Golf Club, a father-son lunch with the athletes, plus a memorabilia show at the Wyndham. For more information and to reserve your spots now, head to hometeamevents.org. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we a different kind of story for you here. A gentleman named Federico Hill, good name, was waiting in line to get some fried chicken at a restaurant. There was a woman behind him with her children. And basically, she started talking to her children and saying, you know, this is why you don't want to eat too much, because you don't want to look like this guy.
Mm, okay.
He's a cautionary tale to warn her youngsters off of eating too much.
That's a big deal.
He still overheard what she said and decided she needed to be taught a lesson. So
he ate her.
No, close. He bought all the fried chicken that was left so that she and her kids couldn't get any. Said, I bought the chicken out of spite because a mother behind me muttering to her whining children that he can only eat one piece, no more than that, or you'll end up fat like him. I asked the clerk if all the chicken on display is all they had left. They said yes, and the other batch is still cooking. So I said, I want to buy all of it, paid, and walked away slowly.
Shut you down!
Yeah, when the mother came up to the register, the clerk explained they're out of chicken. She needs to wait for 30 minutes. Her kid keeps whining. She was angry and upset. She then looked at me frowning. I just flipped her the bird and turned and went home.
I feel like this has happened before.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
I like when fat people buy all the food.
Well, I like it when a woman's being a jerk or a man, yeah, and somebody does something.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I mean, I'm going to give this guy an E for effort.
I mean, I think that's better than an E for effort. Plus, he got all the chicken.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good.
Well, hey, if you're going to be fat, embrace it. Just go for it. Yeah. Eat all the chicken. So, 713-780-ESPN, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day, it's the Gem of the Day, the Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, there was one other story. Aaron, do you remember what it was that AJ wasn't here for that we really wanted to?
It was very important.
Oh, I just want to get your thoughts on the Warriors minority owner. Oh. I'm sorry, we can't call them owners now. Investor shoving Kyle Lowry.
You can't do that?
That's wrong.
Do you think that's against the rules?
Do you think the punishment was fair?
Yeah.
See, Adam made him sell his portion of the team.
I mean,
you can never do that. There's just certain things you don't do if you're part of an organization. And yeah, I get he was probably drunk and it was a one-time mistake. But I don't know that it was enough punishment.
It's a tough call. I don't know. I think once you put your hands on somebody, I mean, it's what's this? I mean, obviously he's going to be, what they say the fine was going to be,
$500,000. That's nothing for him.
But if a random fan did this, what would the fine have been? $0. You would have been removed from the stadium.
Well, you might have been banned, like the guy in Utah.
Yeah, it's tough. I think that you had to do some sort of, there had to be some sort of money attached to it, like a punitive amount, because otherwise you're making it seem like it's okay, and it's never okay.
Yeah.
But you also, I mean, the reality is he's still an owner of an NBA team, or at least a partial owner of an NBA team. I'm not surprised they didn't say, oh, well, you got to sell your stakes. Dude made a dumb decision. I mean,
well, they made Donald Sterling sell off his team for his stuff. And I mean, I think, you know, to me, you should never, ever put your hands on a player like that. If you're catching a guy who's trying to go out of bounds, that's fine. Pat him on the back. That's cool. But shoving? No.
No.
A lot of people just tuning in asking about the Brian Gain thing. Basically, from 4:15 until 5:20, we discussed that. So that's on podcastarena.com. Yes, it's a weird freaking move, and none of us can figure it out. So still trying to reach out to some people and see if I can get some more details. Cody has a pretty good story already on Sports Map. Yeah, and he's very well connected over there. Some of the names he throws out, Nick Caserio, the New England Patriots director of player personnel, shocker. Apparently he was pursued by the Texans before Gain was hired, and he didn't want to leave. I don't know why he'd leave New England. Dallas Cowboys vice president of player personnel, Will McClay. Eagles vice president of player personnel, Joe Douglas, has been contacted by the Jets. And there was some speculation maybe the Texans wanted to jump in and try to grab him.
Let's just skip all that and announce that Bill O'Brien is the GM.
He doesn't speculate on that. He says Scott Pioli, Browns assistant general manager Elliot Wolf. So he throws out a bunch of names. Question is, if it can't be O'Brien, right?
I don't think so.
It can't be. That scares me, though, because that would be a very Texan thing to do.
Yeah.
Either, and if you missed it, I just said the two things that scare me the most, bring back Rick Smith or Bill O'Brien becomes your
exactly
GM. And I feel like that would be, that. I just, why do I think that's going to happen?
Because it's likely to. Why do you think it's going to happen? Because it's one of the most likely scenarios.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Little baby Tebow. Please don't let that happen. Please don't let that happen.
I hope it does.
Well, and the reality is, whoever you hire, what kind of impact are they going to have on this season?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you go out and make a couple of trades. Maybe that's what they wanted, was it be more aggressive and go trade for a couple guys, trade some picks. But I don't know. I don't know what all you can do right now.
Well,
I'll go trade for Trent Williams.
Here's the other thing as far as looking for a replacement. Most of these guys have just done their offseason work, and they're excited to start the season with the team that they're signed with and committed to. I mean,
you've got a few things out there. Like I said, Trent Williams wants to be traded. Could you
I'm talking about as far as the GM front.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like replacing the GM. You're going to get what? An assistant GM or something like that?
I just gave you his whole list.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. How many of those guys have actual GM experience or aren't what we would consider a washout?
Most of what you're looking for are guys who are like the number two dude in an organization who's blocked.
Yeah.
In a good organization. Please, no more Patriots. Please.
I don't know if I'd come here.
Well, I think that's a big factor.
Yeah.
Just the idea of O'Brien as GM makes me really limp. That's why I got to go to 4hymns.com. And guys, listen, if you've been having problems, and it doesn't have to be that. It can be maybe hair loss. Maybe skincare or sexual wellness, all of it. Go to 4hymns.com because they've got real doctors and medical grade solutions to help you. And it's great. You don't have to go to the gas station to get your supplements. These are prescription solutions that are backed by science. And there's no waiting room. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits. No lines. You can save hours just by going to 4hymns.com. You just answer a few quick questions. You chat with a doctor for a confidential review. And guess what? Here's the best part. The products are shipped directly to your door. You don't have to leave your house. It's that simple. And they're going to make it easy for you. So you don't have to be embarrassed. If it's just not working for you, that's okay. They're going to help you. And same thing with the hair loss. All of it, 4hymns.com. Guess what? Try this. Try Hymns for a month for today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See their website for full details and safety information. So it costs hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So go to 4hymns.com/Fred5. That's the numeral 5. That's forhims.com/Fred5. 4hymns.com/Fred5. All a little too well. Listen, the distance between us. But it took a while once we closed that difference. Eternal, like a friend of mine. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame you, Don.